You gotta love football season. The hits, the INTs, and the touchdowns. Now you can follow the Denver Broncos with Comcast On Demand Channel 1. Just click on the Sports and Fitness category, then find NFL Network and select Broncos Zone for the Mike Shanahan Show, Broncos Classics, and more on your favorite NFL team. You can play, pause, and rewind all of the programs for free with your Comcast digital cable subscription. Find the Denver Broncos with the NFL Network On Demand and Comcast.
Yeah, mine was okay until, you know, someone called me. So, but, yeah.
My call wasn't the worst.
No, it wasn't. Had nothing to do with you, though. Had nothing to do with you. Gentlemen, how's it going?
What's up,
Nick?
So, how's your off-season going,
Nick? Why did you look down? Huh?
No confidence.
He asked me how was my off-season going, just... looks down.
No,
I'm doing well. Okay. I'm doing well. A whole lot better than some of you guys probably would want, but yeah, you're going to have to see my face again. So, but yeah, rehab is going well.
Yeah, what are you able to do? When will you be able to do everything you want to do?
No, actually, I'm running today. And I don't know if you guys know who Rich Tootin is. Yeah. Yeah, so anytime you're working with shooting, I mean, he's going to get you prepared. Obviously, you're not going to like what he's doing, but it's all to benefit you. So with that being said, everything's good. I'm starting to backpedal on the thing I'm not doing. I'm not working with the guys right now because I don't want to, you know, slow them up. So I come in either before them or after them, and we have a little, you know, one-on-one treatment, and it takes me through the same drills that they're going through, the running, the backpedaling. Get my body readjusted to the things I'm going to have to do when I come back.
So what is a timetable in your mind? Will you be ready for training camp? Do you hope to be
I will be ready for training camp. But the thing is now I'm trying to be ready for the camps that take place after the draft. So that's where my goal is. If they so choose to hold me back because they just want to wait, that'll be up to them. But I want to participate in that.
You said you're going to run today. Is this the first time you've run?
No, actually it's not. I've been running for a while. Well, it was a gradual process, starting on the treadmill and then, you know, easily working my way out to running on the grass and doing all the cuts and things I'm going to have to do. So
how long have you been running like, outside?
I've been running outside for about maybe a week and a half now. So
no problems?
No problems at all. I know that may trouble you to hear me say that, but no problems.
You'd feel better if you tell me you're on the side.
No.
What was the extent of your injury? How bad was it?
Well, it was a little slight meniscus tear. So, but nothing really serious, and knock on wood. Hopefully this is real wood. But it wasn't anything major like ACL, MCL, so I was spared. I mean, I was really spared, and it was a blessing because I actually went back in the game. And, you know, I don't think I should have. No one told me I could or I couldn't. It was something that I determined myself based upon how I was feeling. But that was a point in the season where I said, you know, my teammates need me, so I went back out there. So, but you guys probably could never tell that I was hurt. So.
Nick, of all the moves that the franchise made in the month of March, was there anyone that stood out that was like, wow, we got him?
Not really, but anytime a team makes a move in the offseason, it's always to help the team push them to a point of getting that Lombardi Trophy, which we haven't, you know, gotten that around here in a while. But it's good having, you know, Daniel Graham here, you know, Dre Bly, and Travis Henry. So those guys could actually help fill those voids where we need to kind of catapult us where we need to be. So it's great to actually have those new three additions. So,
Kennard was saying that he feels with Bates, the defensive end is going to be more free to get to the passer. He says the biggest beneficiary is going to be the secondary. But I wonder, in the new scheme of things, for you guys back there, what does it mean for you?
Well, to me, it doesn't change anything. I mean, we still have to be the same type of safeties that we are. we've been for the past couple of years. Be aggressive safeties, be great against the pass, and not give any deep balls down the field. But I had the opportunity to sit down with Coach Bate. He has a great philosophy. I told him I watched, you know, the defense, how they played in Miami, and I love that type of defense because they were aggressive, they were stingy on the run, stingy on the pass, and that's what you need. And I told him he's coming into a, you know, great situation because we have a lot of the key components that he used down in Miami. So just, you know, a couple pieces here and there, tune up, fine tune some things, and get guys used to his terminology and his new defense, and I think we'll be all right.
What was the hardest thing for you last year, sitting out?
Well, obviously, you know, watching the games, knowing that I couldn't really help the team. So that was really, really difficult for me because I would, when I remember when I first got injured, that next game was the Kansas City game. And being as I know the defense and I know where guys need to be in that, those positions and watch some of the plays and say, well, you know what, I could have made that particular play, but knowing that I really can't because I was injured help the team, that was the hardest thing. And obviously, any player tell you when he's injured and he can't go out and perform, it's difficult. It's real difficult.
What's the next step for you? You said you're running, you started backpedaling.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Well, I mean, the next step is just kind of keep going up here.
Cutting, what is like?
Well, I've been doing the cutting. So the thing is to do more of it. And what's starting with Rich too now, our speed program has intensified. Like, come Friday, he's going to go up a level as far as the speed is concerned. Because that's the whole thing, is when you're coming off the injury, you know, your muscles are not used to firing. So it's just like, okay, well, we're going to attack this aggressively. And say, well, we're not just going to be content with, okay, you can run and it's okay. No, we want to push you past the point of where you were last year. So
you're doing more of a jog now that's going to be more of a sprint for you towards the end of the week?
No jog. Oh. It's all a sprint now. You know, just how much more sprinting I would do. So,
you've been familiar with Drake Live for a while?
Well, a little bit. I mean, obviously, I know he went to North Carolina and I played at Georgia Tech, so I'm familiar with him from that standpoint. And we played Detroit a couple of times, so I know what type of, you know, player he is. And yesterday was my first formal introduction to him. We met in a training room, but he knew who I was. So that's a good thing. So I guess him and Kanoi must have been talking a lot. And the one thing he said he was great. He was grateful for coming here because now he's playing along with Champ, and now he's playing with two aggressive safeties. So I don't know if he really had that much in Detroit. When I told him, I said, well, now you come into a team that gives you an opportunity to actually, you know, play for a Super Bowl ring. Because at a certain point in your career, obviously the money is great, but you play this game to win, and obviously you want to win a championship. So he wants to win one. So,
how do you see the scheme affecting you? I mean, I know somebody asked about safety before, but I mean, you've got two guys who are man-to-man lockdown. Mm-hmm. How does that affect you guys? I mean, he said yesterday, knowing there's guys behind me that are going to deliver a blow, lets us take chances. I mean, with the new scheme and everything, do you see much change in that? I mean, do you see a more aggressive defense?
From a defense perspective, yeah, the defense is going to be a little more aggressive, being as that you won't have to actually apply a lot of safety support with the two corners. Now we are able to do a lot of things in the defense, maybe move around like how Pittsburgh allows Polamalu to, you know, move around. So right now it's kind of early. Coach Bay has to get a feel for each individual person, what strengths and weaknesses are, and I think he's just going to pretty much bridge everything off of that. But it's going to make us a more of an aggressive defense.
So you don't think you're going to play a lot of two deep safeties anymore? Mostly one guy back?
You know, really don't know. Obviously, he played a little bit of that with the Dolphins. But still, it may have been a cover two, but, you know, really aggressive cover two. So, obviously, you know, having me and John and having Bly and Foxy and having Champ, is going to give him a lot of versatility to say, well, you know what? We have all these guys who are capable of doing so many things. We can change up a lot of things from week to week, you know, throw people off balance. So probably expect to see a lot of that.
Can you think of, for the amount of time you've played and for how much you know about football and just the history in general, mm-hmm. can you think of a cornerback tandem that has ever been this good?
No. I can't say I have. I mean, it's a joy for me to be a part of it. it was just a joy to, you know, play with John and then now play with Champ. But having Dre Bly come here, I mean, what more can you want? I mean, I think it benefits all of us. It helps them play a little more aggressive, helps both me and John as far as responsibilities of what we did last year. We may not have to be more responsible for as far as the pass is concerned. You know, I mean, it allows us to do a lot of change of stuff that we probably wouldn't have been able to do if we didn't have the personnel. And obviously, you can be a coach and bring whatever defense you want from wherever you come from, but if you don't have the personnel to match up with the opposing offense, it really doesn't make sense. You know, Dominique can play, and we have some other guys in secondary who can play as well. So, to me, that's what I told Coach Bates. It's a fun time right now because we have so many, you know, different people who are capable of doing different things, and we can just kind of all season long change up our defense from week to week and throw people off.
You've made a lot of, I mean, Bly came in, but a lot of the changes this offseason have been offensive, filling in holes in different areas. And it seems like you look offensively, you don't see a glaring, okay, they need this on offense. Are you expecting, because of that, a big defensive draft? I mean, they're going to make a decision there. But...
Well, sometimes teams choose to address their needs in different ways. Free agency probably is the easiest one at first because you don't really have to worry about guys holding out. The draft is another way to do so. I think they're going to try to use the draft to do work both on defense and offense. Obviously, they use the free agency to plug in a couple of people in some key positions. But, I mean, they're going to use the draft to kind of draft some backup positions and things of that nature. So that's what I foresee the team trying to do. So
appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick. Good.
Appreciate it.